Hey everyone, it's Sadia Sanders of Urban Spinster, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. I am reading a book called Doing Scary by Donald M. Bell. And Donald Bell is a pastor here in Los Angeles. And throughout the book, although it's fiction, he goes into different methods employed by counselors for marital couples who are having trouble in their marriage, like infidelity. And there's one character who has cheated on her husband with an ex-college boyfriend. And he is now leaving her. The lover is leaving her because he has discovered that she has a prenuptial agreement and he won't benefit from her divorcing her husband, which is why he kind of set up reconnecting with her in the first place. So he's breaking up with her over the phone, and they get into this argument back and forth, and she makes this statement and says, "Every time I see you, it's like dealing with a baby bird. Your mouth is open and you're wondering what I brought you because your sorry behind is too afraid to leave the nest and fly." So for those who are not familiar with someone being called sorry, it's basically like you're not worth anything. You're not worth two dead flies, basically. So that baby bird, those two words just really stuck out for me because I have had that relationship where it felt like I was constantly being asked to provide something, whether it was a financial loan or a favor or a resource or something. And it's like you're a mama bird constantly feeding this baby. And that does not make for a good relationship. It also creates an enabling kind of situation, and it's very one-sided. So you don't feel like anything is being reciprocated because this person really cannot take care of themselves. A lot of times we get involved in those relationships because, or stay in them because, you know, we don't have any other prospects at the moment. We start thinking, well, maybe I'm too old to start over. This is what I know. I don't want to, you know, have to break in someone else and et cetera. But this is an unhealthy relationship if you're constantly giving, giving, giving. Also in the book, this character who is the mama bird is very needy. She has abandonment issues. So she was doing whatever she felt she needed to do in order to keep this guy around or to keep attention focused on her. Her husband, who is a founder of a nonprofit, spent a lot of time with at-risk youth and dealing with his business rather than paying enough attention in her mind to his wife. So she strayed and got back with this ex-boyfriend. So you have to kind of use your own background to determine why it is. You might be a mama bird and you're constantly getting into these situations with people who are just basically living off of you and looking to you to take care of them. As grown adults, I don't want to be anybody's mother. Whatever they went through in their home life, I don't want that to translate, if it was negative, I don't want that to translate into our relationship. And I have had to, you know, really back away from constantly jumping to the aid of someone else, because all it's going to do is wear you out and leave you very bitter and distrustful of the next person. And it just creates issues for you moving forward. So take some inventory, find out, think about your past relationships. Are you a mama bird? Do you have mama bird syndrome, as I like to call it? And back it up. We're getting ready to go into 2018. It's a new year. Let's take some stock into how we have been behaving in our relationships and do something new. So give me a shout at urbanspinster.com. You can find the guided journals there with the 5 topics. Join my private community. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at XO Urban Spinster.